This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Officials in Laramie are prepared for flooding. Kari Akins reports.
The National Weather Service considers flood stage at Laramie to be at 5 feet and is predicting the Laramie River to continue to swell over the next week. Last year, the peak occurred on June 14th with a crest of 6.6 feet. The city of Laramie says 17,000 sandbags with stockpiles of sand have been allocated to volunteer departments, and the county has been issued the maximum 50,000 sandbags it can acquire from the Office of Homeland Security in Cheyenne before a disaster declaration is made by county commissioners. In Laramie, I'm Kari Akins.
The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality has formally reached a nearly $5.4 million settlement agreement with Sinclair Wyoming Refining Company. Amy Richards has more details on that story.
In late April of 2010, the DEQ was notified of an ongoing release of oil and associated waste to one of the refinery's evaporation ponds. According to Charles Plymail, project manager for enforcement and compliance for the Solid and Hazardous Waste Division of the DEQ, the settlement includes an $850,000 penalty payment and an additional $4.5 million commitment from Sinclair for environmental projects to upgrade equipment and to conduct waste minimization activities at its refinery in Sinclair and to provide wildlife rehabilitation training. I'm Amy Richards.
Wyoming Radio News.
That was your brother on the phone. Wanted to know if we wanted to go for a walk. I told him we were watching TV.
They're always on the move.
You know, they can't sit their fannies down.
You know, bowling,
dancing,
golfing,
swimming,
walking. They're on the crazy train.
Yeah. Say, do you think the reason he looks so good and always feels great is because of all the exercise he gets?
Nah, it's genetic.
He's your brother.
Must be something else then.
Must be.
It's gotta be.
Regular exercise stimulates brain activity and can even help prevent certain types of cancer. So walk, take the stairs, play with your kids. The Wyoming Department of Health reminds you to commit to your health.